If there was only one prayer I could ever have prayed for me, it would be that prayer. If there was only one prayer I could ever have prayed for you, it would be that prayer. And if there was only one prayer I could have prayed for this congregation, for the church all around the world, it would be that prayer. For that prayer that Paul gives to us in Ephesians 3, it is more than a prayer request, it is a reality. For when God comes in all of His fullness, we have all that we need. Is that when God comes in all of His fullness, we have a heavenly perspective. We regard no one in their former way of life, but we regard them for how they are in Christ, a new creation. We see every human being, when God comes in all of His fullness, as someone who was knit together in their mother's womb by their Creator, who was created in the image of God, who God loves so much that He sent His one and only Son into the world to die for. That's what happens when God comes in all of His fullness. When He comes in all of His fullness, His power, His strength, His might dwells in our hearts through faith in Him. For Christ's Spirit and power comes and reigns into us. When God comes in all of His fullness, we have this deep-rooted, high-reaching, long-enduring love. I don't need to remind you what season we're in, do I? It's still Christmas. It's still celebrating the 12 days of Christmas, and you know what that celebrates? That God came in all of His fullness through the person of Jesus Christ. You see, that prayer, it's not a prayer request, it's a reality. That when we pray it, all of God's fullness comes and dwells and enters us. My concern today is not that you're not filled. And it's not that you're not full. Actually, my concern is a little bit that the opposite. You're too full. There's a lot of things you learn as a first-time father. One of the things we learned before Emerson ever arrived is why babies get hungry in the middle, or why they don't sleep through the middle of the night, which I knew and you might have known too, because they get hungry. But I was fascinated to learn why they get hungry. I just never thought about it, never had a reason to think about it before her. It's because their stomach only has enough capacity for 2 ounces. And so that 2 ounces, when they're fed, they get full, but that 2 ounces doesn't last very long in the night, and once they get hungry, they will wake up again. If you could only have 2 ounces at a time, you would be waking up a whole lot more than every 2 hours. But as they grow, so does their capacity. And their capacity to have 2 ounces goes to 4 ounces and to 6 ounces, and it gets bigger and bigger until we're working on not this way, but this way. You see, my concern is not so much that we are not filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. My concern is that at some point our capacity for Him stopped growing. That the same capacity we were filled with when we knelt at an altar and prayed a prayer of confession for the first time to receive Christ in our life, that's all the more Christ we've ever gotten because our capacity for Him has not grown. My concern is that when we came and said, Lord, I surrender all that I am to You. Get everything that's of me out of the way and everything that's of You to lead the way. My concern is that's the last time our capacity for Him has grown. So what I want to do to you, for you today is just highlight some ways that I believe God has filled us with His fullness as a church over the past year. And then we will highlight after that how God has filled individual lives to all of His fullness. In January, we saw the start of a brand new ministry begin. Kara Sweeney started a women's ministry. They have activities about once a month. They take some time off in the summer, but just a time for ladies to get together. We saw a donation of 3,500 diapers to Hope Central in Boonville. That's incredible. Because here's what we believe. We believe it's one thing to say we believe in the sanctity of life. We believe in life at conception, that life should not be taken. It's one thing to say that and stand on that belief. It's another thing to come alongside people with real lives and real needs and to help try and meet them, even just in a small way. In February, we, at least since I've been here, we had our first board retreat, and I think our board members would say faith became sight, that our unity became even stronger. It was just a great day of growing together and learning together, but that was a highlight for me. In March, we participated in the first Mission Madness. We do money at March Madness times. We throw money in a pool and hope we win at work. Well, we raised it for missions. In the first year, we raised $160. I think that's an incredible thing. In April, we had our first Volunteer Sunday. We also saw the launch or the relaunch of a website that now includes sermons recorded every week, just as a way, if people miss, to try and keep them connected. Which, by the way, a lot of our visitors here lately, they have come because our website has popped up in Newburgh and they've been here. One family in particular, they're away. They're in Iowa. That's where their family's at the last two Sundays. But they've been coming every week very simply because of a website. In May, we saw our first Baby Day program. We have way too many baby and kids, and so we celebrated them. We received six new members into our fellowship, and we also transitioned to new youth leaders. And the way God has blessed both Jason and Shannon, you can tell just as the stepping down. There's one way to look. When people step down from something, is the blessing of God on it? And it's been on it. And has it gone to the next step? It has. And it's been on Zach and Kayla. And so we're excited about what is happening there. I just love it when God works everything out and we can just get out of the way and let Him do it. In June, what can I say but VBS? I stand and I would die on this belief. I think we put on the best vacation Bible school in the area. Just my belief, and I'll stick to that. In July, we sent seven kids to church camp, fully funded. In August, we witnessed six baptisms. What an incredible thing. In October, we introduced you to Orange, and we have a start date of February. Why? Because all of you just get the good stuff, but there's a whole lot of legwork that happens behind the scenes to get that ready. And so we're excited about investing kids and teenagers even more so. I didn't put this up there because I only thought of it this morning. In November, we saw our first infant baptism. That puts us at seven baptisms for 2017. For a church of 100 people, that's a great percentage of seeing that. In December, for the first time, at least since I've been here, we had bell ringers. You might think it's insignificant. Why is that important? Because it's just a small way that we got out into our community and serve. And here's the best part. Nobody knew what church we were from. I love to serve and just let God, let His name be proclaimed. And nobody knows the name of the church. I believe that God is doing more, though, than just filling us in 2017. I believe He's calling us in 2018 for our capacity for Him to grow. Because He writes at the end of that, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask, think, or imagine." You see, I have a belief that in order for God to do more than He has ever done, we have to be willing to do what we've never done before. Because if this is all God wanted to do, we would know that. But I believe it's so far past any of our dreams. And the way we get there is by stretching, by doing what we've never done before, because we believe our capacity will grow. And here's a fundamental belief. When our capacity for Him grows, we are at our best when we are full of Him. We're at our worst when we're full of ourselves. And so what we want to do every year is simply say, "God, would You grow our capacity?" Not in numbers, but would You grow the capacity that's in us for all of Your fullness, for all of Your love, for all of Your might and power, that it would dwell so richly in us. And here's what I believe. I believe that we will not have to work very hard in inviting people to church, because it will be such an overflow of what God is doing that it will just be always be on our lips. We'll be like, we saw people baptized Sunday morning, which means we probably need to buy a baptistry. It's beyond me how a church was planted to reach new people, but we never have a baptistry yet. I want a baptistry because I believe there will be services where people get saved, and very simply we'll say, "You want to get baptized? There's no need to wait. Let's baptize them." And there's so much that He's doing and overflowing that it's just on our lips and we're like, "Holy cow, we had to stop the service because people had to come and pray." It wasn't just about sin. It was just they wanted to encounter the presence of God. That's what happens when He comes in all of His fullness. But it's more. It's more than what He's doing in the church. It's what He's doing in the lives of individuals through the church. That's what matters. That's what counts. We can put all of our things on there. And the one that I did want to mention, 2017 was our best financial year in over 10 years as a congregation. But I'll say this. It means diddly squat unless it's changing lives of individuals. And I want you to know something. It is. So thank you for praying. Thank you for serving. Thank you for giving. Thank you for leading in 2017.